Continuing with our segment about our veterans, with Monday, of course, being Veterans Day, people talk about how our military veterans deserve the very best in everything. And that belief really is almost dismissed as something that will just, poof, happen automatically. The reality is that it does not. We know that the VA certainly has not been always there honoring their promises. You can add to that list people and organizations ranging from HUD to even private businesses. The fact that there's even one homeless veteran or even one veteran trying to survive and overcome poverty, that should be something that angers everyone, each and every one of us, including you. That anger should create action. And my next guest did indeed create an action to respond to all this. Her organization is Code of Vets, and she is its founder, Gretchen Smith. Thanks for being here today, Gretchen.
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's a pleasure to share this mission.
An important one, too. CodeofVets.com. Of course, we have the link over to our page as well for your reference, and hopefully to engage you in this cause too. What caused you to bring about the creation of Code of Vets?
Well, Chris, my dad is the inspiration of Code of Vets. I am an Air Force veteran. My dad, however, was a combat veteran back in Vietnam, and when he got back from the jungle, he just was never the same. He told me at one point that, Gretchen, I left my humanity back in the jungle. He led a very troubled life, never got the help that he needed, and I ended up losing my dad to his battle with PTSD. And one of my final conversations with Dad, I sat down with him, and I just said, Dad, what are you doing? You know, I was crying. I said, you have kids, you have grandkids, we need you. And he looked at me and he had tears streaming down his face, Chris, and he said, Gretchen, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I'm done battling my demons. I'm tired. I want to go home. And I just feel like it's on us at the grassroots level to reach out to our brothers and sisters in arms who are struggling like that, to say, you don't have to walk this path alone. There is help. There is hope.
As I referred to in the introduction to, people think that you have all these government entities at all variety of levels, from federal to state to local, and it's an automatic fix that someone has brought to their attention. Everything is one, but I mean, we can go back to the revelation about Walter Reed Hospital as an example, which, just as a clarification of fact, it was John McCain was getting credited for that revelation. It was actually radio host Don Imus who first raised it, but no one was really, because of what his reputation was, no one was really paying attention to him. So he handed the ball off to McCain, and Senator did indeed bring a much-needed light to that situation. But it's the fact that these are people in need of people, not cold, concrete buildings and organizations.
Exactly. Our veterans walk a very isolated journey, and they tend to isolate themselves. So really, we have to reach out to them to let them know your nation cares, your veteran community cares. We are here when you need us, and we have to do a better job at communicating that. For some reason, it's not getting through. These veterans are still telling me to this day, I am so alone. I don't feel like I fit in since I've transitioned from military back to civilian life. I don't fit in anymore. I feel like I'm on the outside looking in.
And the circumstances that add to that sense of isolationism, you can look at everything from employment to financial viability and sustainability, just for numbers in New Jersey. I'm bringing up New Jersey for a couple of reasons. A, we're based in New Jersey, but B, if you look at national average numbers, the numbers go to an almost, for lack of a better phrase, acceptable reason. For example, for unemployment among veterans, a national number usually ranges around 3.5% to 3.8%. New Jersey, it's 7.7%. And as far as veterans in New Jersey living in poverty, 5.4%. Those, when you look at the number of people that make up that percentage, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. It's a staggering number, actually, just for one state. Imagine that nationwide. That's why there is such a need for us to have these conversations and to talk about it and to raise awareness. I want to inspire the average American citizen to step up and take action. We have to start taking care of our own here at our level. I don't think D.C. is the answer. I honestly believe we are. Us, by you having me on this show, by me sharing this mission, by me giving Americans the opportunity to join our boots on the ground team, to actually step up and do something about it.
Another number here in New Jersey, 583 homeless veterans, which is 583 way too many. We're talking with Gretchen Smith, who is the founder of Code of Vets. CodeofVets.com is their website to find out more. More importantly, get involved, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So talk about what it is that you do on a veteran by veteran basis, pretty much?
We take individual veterans who are in crisis, and we share their stories on social media platforms. And within a matter of hours, 1 to 2 days, we are able to solve from anywhere from a bag of groceries or the yard needs to be mowed because the veteran's having surgery, all the way up to and including veterans living under bridges and sheds and barns, and extracting them and getting them into housing on a short-term basis, and then creating long-term plans for them. So we run the gambit. We take all the issues in, and we're incredibly successful and effective because we are sharing the story nationwide. Americans, when they find out about it and they heed the call, they step up, and donations flood in when they see these stories. And we're able to turn around and immediately assist that veteran.
When your organization was first brought to my attention, I did a Google News search on Code of Vets, and one story after another of just the work that you've done. I think the one that stood out the most was there was a veteran with a terminal illness who had very short time left, and you let that enable that person to spend their final days with their family.
Yeah, we moved that veteran from Missouri to Anaheim, California, brain cancer, Navy veteran, a beautiful spirit, Tony Johnson. His dying wish was to be transported from Missouri back home. He wanted to pass in his mom and dad's home. He has two teenage boys, 15 and 16, and he wanted to make sure that when he passed away, they had the support system there in order to be able to, you know, continue life and to go through the grieving process with their grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. So Code of Vets made that happen. It took over 100 phone calls, dozens of emails. It was a complicated situation, and, you know, with him being on hospice and all these different medical devices, but we got it done.
Just totally amazing. And again, one story after another, it just shows you that, you know, we're always told that people in this country are cold and selfish, but there are people who do give a damn, isn't there?
Oh, gosh. The response to these veterans in crisis is amazing. We had a veteran in a shed down in Florida, and we were able to assist him in getting into an apartment using the VA and, you know, getting his voucher. However, we set up an Amazon wish list. And within 30 minutes, his entire apartment, we had it filled with household items. And within 2 days, it arrived, and he was set. You let the Americans know, you know, what our veterans are going through, and they care. 99% of our Americans care about our veterans.
I ask this question only because you have firsthand contact with these individuals, and this is me as the outsider, and probably someone listening right now is thinking the same thing. Why are these men and women, as far as we can tell, suffering in silence? Is it pride? Is it shame? Is it embarrassment? Why, you know, how hard have
these? It's a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pride, you know, pride with our older veterans. There is shame in reaching your hand out and asking for help. We need to remove that stigma. Each of us have times in life where we need assistance, we need help, or we make a choice that wasn't the best. But, you know, we need to know that we're there for each other, and regardless of the circumstances and how dark, lonely, broken you feel like you are, it is okay to reach out, because that's why we are here. We're here to help each other, to serve each other, to shine God's light in our American spirit.
Especially when you look at the stats of every 70 minutes, roughly at the time that this show was going to be on, a veteran commits suicide. And why does that happen? Well, because they're in that self-imposed darkness and privacy, suffering with whatever it is that they're forcing themselves to confront alone, when the truth is they do not have to. I'm talking not just to you listening who can help, but to, if that's you that I'm describing right now, you do not have to place yourself in that position because of organizations like Gretchen. We're talking with Gretchen Smith, who is the founder of Code of Vets, CodeOfVets.com, their website, as we wrap up here on Issues and Ideas. So let's talk to that person right now who is listening and hearing about this and thinking, well, I always thought it was the VA and HUD and all these D.C.-based organizations that were doing the job, but I guess it's up to me. So what can I do right now?
You know what? We have a boots-on-the-ground program where you can join and take action yourself. You, the average American citizen, can reach out and help a veteran in distress or a veteran who is hungry, living in the car. Sign up. It's very simple. We will contact you when we have a veteran in your local community. That's how we can be a firestorm at the grassroots level. That's how we can be the change, decrease the suicidal numbers, is by us stepping up and not just tweeting about it or us sitting and talking about it. It's by us actually doing something about it. We have to take action, and now is the time.
What Gretchen said before about using social media to bring stories like this to the forefront of people's minds, doing something in response to that presentation, it requires more than just clicking the like icon. I've heard from people that say, well, what do you do to support that cause that you saw on social media? Well, I liked it. That's it. That's not going to get it done. Much like with Veterans Day, if you think that going to Walmart and buying a big screen TV as a Veterans Day sale is honoring our veterans, that's not the way it's supposed to be working either. But this is just, again, it's the way that we're supposed to be caring for those who are certainly sacrificed for us. This is the way to do it, too, through the organization Code of Vets. Find out more about their Boots on the Ground program, the work that they've done, the need that they have for more work to be done through the help and the involvement that you can provide, codeofvets.com. We've been joined by their founder, Gretchen Smith. Gretchen, on this Veterans Day, well, you take the cause past just the day or the weekend. You help us remember all year long what we are supposed to be doing for our American heroes who are falling on tough times, certainly undeservingly so, and why we have to step forward to bring them back up to the stature and the pedestal that they so rightly deserve. Thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris.